Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't want to waste your time. I'm not here to do that. I'm here to give you the light of day, which looks very gloomy. Arctic blast in full effect coming through.
Yeah, baby.
Go look at next Saturday's or this Saturday's temperature.
Nope, don't do it. Do not do it.
Well, Mac was thinking about taking the fiance to the game on Friday.
Oh, and is he not going to do it now because you're too wimpy?
I said, did you see the high? He goes, well, the last two games we've been at, they've been freezing. I said, well, the high Friday's 37, dude.
Yeah. It's supposed to be at 40 on Saturday. We'll be out there. I'm not sure what time we'll get out there. Probably 9 a.m. for a 2 p.m. start, so... We'll be rocking and rolling, tailgating with leftovers this weekend. Nobody's really cooking this weekend.
Oh, that's good. I like that. Smart.
Doing the leftover tailgate. So,
somebody had to just make a leftover pizza. Then you just have to heat it up when you get there.
Yeah.
Or just do whatever you want to do with the leftovers.
Mm-hmm.
You said 40 on Saturday?
Yeah, about 40, right? 39, I think I saw.
Yeah, 30. Okay, yeah. Sunday, yeah. Sunday, 26.
Yeah, forget about that. That's cold. Yeah, that's a big difference in 40 on Friday.
I'm watching every other NFL game from my house.
Yeah, yesterday was kind of like that last day where you could get out and, you know, we did some more leaves again yesterday and all that nonsense. We have no trees, but yet we still have more leaves than I don't know what. It's ridiculous.
Ah, the anti-flex game.
Yep.
Because the Simpsons did it. Let's get into the script, see how wrong we were. I know I said something about Hopkins, something about Kelsey. So I need to get that. This is my script. This week is the get right week for Patrick Mahomes. He's taking the driver to Hoots Hollow. For those of you that get that reference, I'm so proud of you. Hoots Hollow, wide open goat ranch course. You can use the driver on every hole you want.
Gotcha.
Sounds like a course for me.
Yeah. We'd love it out there, guys. And Patrick Mahomes is going to love it out there in Carolina.
Mm.
It's the get right game. It's the Hoots Hollow game. Get back to shooting 72, Pat. The hell with it. I don't care. Blow them out. We're going to see it this week. I think DeAndre Hopkins has his style of game this week. I'm looking at like 7 for 76 and a touchdown. Because like we said last week, vanilla. DeAndre Hopkins hasn't done anything out of running a route that isn't other than vanilla. He's running goes. He's running slants. He's running drags. He's not doing anything spectacular. Nothing that they've seen yet. They don't have to. He's a vet. But he's going to have 7 for 76 at least in a touchdown. I think Pop and Hunt get the wheels turning together this week. I don't know how much they're in the game, but I think it's an equal share and an equal split in the backfield. Slightly showing you what the future will look like for the running game for Kansas City. As for Kelsey, decent day. 5 to 6 receptions, 55 to 65 yards. And I think that the defense gets 3 sacks. And boys, I'm doing it again. Trent McDuffie gets his first interception against Bryce Young.
Yes.
And the Chiefs win 34-3. That's a 31-point win. That is a blowout. Stay focused, Dusty, and stay focused on what you want. Patrick Mahomes, take the driver to Hoots Hollow.
I know blowouts don't matter in the long run. I get it. But I think this team wants that juice. I think they're ready for what it would provide. Every other elite team in this league has done it once. They've done a blowout. They've had a blowout this year. The Chiefs are the lone team. Now's their turn. I see at least 4 deep ball attempts. This is the, hey, we're going to just figure this out. We're going to get into flow state as far as 40, 50-yard passes go. I think 2 of those are specifically to number one, the rook, Xavier Worthy. At least one of those, if not both, are hitting. They're going to be massive gains. That's the part of the get-right script for me, that deep ball specifically. We're going to see the immediate impact of Pacheco on the run, but it's going to be 10 to 15 carries. He's going to have one that goes for 10 to 15 yards when it looks like what Hunt would be a 3 to 4 yard carry. But he won't get much work. Another game for a P. Ryan touchdown, by the way. I called that right a few weeks ago. I think this is another one for Samaje. Kelsey and D-Hop looked the part as well. I think they combined for over 120 yards. And then defense, like Dusty said, gets 3 sacks, One interception. I don't know who it is, but they're getting a turnover. Chiefs win 30-6.
Here's my script. Judging based on last week, I think it's going to be a game where Patrick Mahomes reminds the NFL that he's still the best quarterback in the league, and I think he's close to perfect on Sunday afternoon. He will connect on the short, on the intermediate, and finally hit Xavier Worthy on a long pass down the sidelines. Guys, it's coming. Travis will find his groove again, get into the end zone with a touchdown. DeAndre Hopkins will once again show why the Chiefs went out and got him, as he will lead the team in receiving yards. The first play of the game, now if he plays, and that's my caveat on that one, but I think he will, the first play of the game will be an Isaiah Pacheco run to get him back into the flow right away. The defense heard the noise about pressuring the quarterback. They come up with a multi-sack game. Chiefs win 31-17.
That is what's in the script. Mac, you were ass.
That was so bad, dude. God, that was so bad.
Bob wasn't bad. He said Mahomes gets it right, nearly perfect. That's where
I thought Mahomes was perfect yesterday. Yeah, I really did.
He was incredible.
He was awesome yesterday.
That's the MVP, Pat, you like to see. We didn't know that Isaiah Pacheco was going to be a scratch until like way later in the afternoon, so we all miss on that, which I thought he was going to play. But does he play this week?
Yeah. I think the plan is, as of today anyway, they hope he's going to play this week. And I think this is the week that he does play. You give him that one more opportunity before you have this Raider game to make sure he's 100% healthy. And probably a lot of us thought going into that Carolina game, well, let's see if we can get through one more without having to use him, because it is the Panthers. Mm-hmm. Had that been a game against the Chargers, maybe you see Isaiah Pacheco back in the lineup. But I think this week he gets back against the Raiders.
Probably the same for Minshew, right, too, Bob?
I think so. Okay. I think that's kind of the plan, of what's going to happen, with this team. But I think more importantly, get these guys healthy for the playoffs. And if it takes another week where you have to rest them before December, I'm fine with that as well, but I think we're all kind of, scratching at the bit a little bit, or whatever they like to say, champing at the bit, I guess is the proper way to put that. I think we all want to see kind of Isaiah Pacheco and Charles Omenihu back in this lineup, because I think both of them are going to present something that this team is missing right now, that burst of energy, that newfound youth, if you will, because Charles Omenihu hasn't played all year and Isaiah Pacheco hasn't played since what, week two?
Mm.
Right? Week two is the last time he played Cincinnati, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep, the snapped foot, which is amazing that he's already going to be back.
Right.
I just cannot believe that. So Bob gets Max. I don't really have any check marks for you.
No, it's terrible.
I got all X's. It's like bad. Like my life. Bob, I got two check marks for you. I got Mahomes and the defense with a couple of multi sacks.
Well, they got it, right? Yeah. Hey, they got two. They got technically, I saw at the end of the game, two, and I'm like, two? I don't remember a sec. Oh, they stopped the guy for no gain.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Fine.
I think I have three check marks on the script. Kelce, 6 for 62. That's anywhere from 5 to 6, from 55 to 65 yards. That count?
Sure. Absolutely.
Okay. You okay with it? Sure.
No, I don't know why I did it like that. Yeah.
Hey, sit down, man. Eat at Jasper's enough, you turn do. Italian,
you
man.
Italian.
Hey, man, let me tell you something.
Sure.
You cough at the table again. He beat the last time you come in here. And then
you got Hopkins, right, for a tutty.
Hopkins, I said 5 for 35 and a touchdown. He had 7 for 76, or I said he'd 7 for 76 and a touchdown. He had 5 for 35 and a touchdown. It's
I'll give you a touchdown.
And then Mahomes was back to being Mahomes. Took the driver to Hoots Hollow. He sure did.
He's been doing that the last 5 weeks. I mean, we went through the numbers. Yeah, how good he's been. Almost 72% completion, 1,300 yards, 12 touchdowns, and 3 interceptions.
It's weird how they work. The defense is now struggling, I guess you could say.
Crazy, right?
And now Mahomes is back.
Right.
But now, before, Mahomes was out, and the defense was great. It's like, can you guys just play at the same time?
Or maybe that's just what makes them a good team. They know you're going to have a bad day. I'm going to step it up on my end.
They're like, Pat, we did it for the first 8 weeks,
right,
man.
Yeah, let's go. Now you need to do it. Okay, fine. We'll go out there. We'll take care of business on offense and play awesome. And they did. And they were awesome on offense yesterday. Like, I don't think the offense is an issue other than that left tackle spot. And it looks like, they kind of figured that thing out. Mm-hmm. Hopefully on Friday, at least opportunity to figure things out on Friday. But the dirty little secret is out. This defense is playing like poop right now. I mean, one sack against Bryce Young, really? I mean, the second one, even though I got credit for it in the script, I'm not counting that as a sack. I mean, they got to the quarterback one time. And they made Bryce Young, in my opinion, look like Steve Young yesterday. Like, that looked like a Hall of Fame quarterback playing against the Chiefs defense yesterday. And he's not a good quarterback. And they made him look like a good quarterback. And so they've got to find a better way to get to the quarterback right now. And, you know, solution starts with getting Charles Omenihu back into the lineup and giving them somebody else. But the real solution, I know nobody wants to hear, because God forbid you talk about somebody who we all love. Chris Jones, my man, you've gone sackless in the last seven games. I was going to bat for Defensive Player of the Year at the beginning of the year. We're talking about potential Hall of Fame type of candidacy. You can't go 2 months without having an impact. And that's essentially what's happened over these last 2 months. Chris Jones has not really been an impactful player for this team. And until he gets back to double-digit sack level, and I'm not talking about 20, I'm talking about that 10 level, where he's bringing the quarterback to the ground, I don't want to hear about disrupting the passer or whatever other stupid stats losers like to use, like hard hit rate and VORP and all that crap. Either you're getting the sacks or you're not. Pressuring the quarterback, to me, just doesn't count at this point in time. It's time to come up with the sacks. And Jones is the guy who's getting paid. And Carl Loftus, man, it's okay to get off the milk carton every once in a while.
It's also okay to, like, you know, see these guys get, you know, a little bit of,
yeah.
Like, hey, dude.
Yeah.
Like, you're a first-round draft pick. Act like one. It's like when you have those strict fathers. You're a Likens. Start acting like that. It's like, okay, sorry, dude.
What does that mean?
Hey, you know, you just live up to the family name. Mm-hmm. Live up to the draft pick. You know, yeah. Be that guy. Like, they drafted you because they couldn't get pressure to quarterbacks because quarterbacks were killing them in the playoffs, being able to hang around in the pocket. And then it looked good the first year. Looked even better the second year. And now we're kind of seeing, okay, you got four sacks in 11 games.
Yeah, like Carl Loftus needs to step up. Chris Jones. The whole defensive line needs to step up. It went.
I just wonder if they can ever play together. Can Pat Mahomes be perfect while the defense is perfect?
Probably not, just despite us. But
do it when it matters, I guess.
Yeah, do it when it matters in January. And if they play and they win in January, nobody's going to care what they did against the Carolina Panthers. But again, that's the macro versus the micro side of things. It's okay to be upset, you know, with what we saw yesterday, because it wasn't a very aesthetically pleasing game from a defensive standpoint, but at the end of the day, they still found a way to win. And like Andy addressing it yesterday the way that he did, and we played the soundbite a couple of times, was like, you know, it's like, okay, maybe this team is starting to feel a little bit in their feels that they're not getting those blowout wins.
Hanging their head, man. This league is crazy. That's the way this thing goes. You saw it yesterday with college football. Nothing's given to you. And you're getting their best shot. So you keep your heads up, man. And we get this thing rolling. Right? We got some things we got to clean up. But we keep it rolling here. That's the important part. Winning is the important part right here. And you guys bear down and got it done. All right, let's give it one Chiefs here. How about those Chiefs?
And the other thing that they got to clean up, too, that we haven't talked much about, 10 penalties, 91 yards.
You think that's his thing? We got to clean up the penalties?
Well, I mean, Mitch had said to us a couple of weeks ago, for like every 100 yards in penalties, you take 7 points off the board, essentially, is what you're doing, right? They had 91 yards in penalties. That's a touchdown that you've basically taken off the board. Mm. I think they probably have 10 more points if they're not in penalty hell. You know, they probably win that game by 10. But 10 penalties for 91 yards? I mean, every time they had a big play, it seemed like they were getting a penalty, a holding, an illegal man downfield, whatever the case may be. Then defensively, you're getting stops and Pinnell's throwing somebody to the ground, or you're getting pass interference penalties in the end zone. There were a lot of pass interference penalties yesterday. Like, that was a big penalty day for the Chiefs, and they still scored 30, and they still won, and they still committed 10 penalties for 91 yards. Like, don't commit the penalties, man. Those are stupid penalties that really, really, really put you at a disadvantage and give the opportunity to the opposition to stay alive. I think to me, that's what it is more than anything. Is that was a bad penalty day yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, was that Moore guy? Eddie Moore? What was his name?
David Moore.
David Moore. Was he cooking McDuffie?
Yes.
Was he really?
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's back-to-back bad days for McDuffie.
There was one. Bryce Young missed a touchdown. I mean, it was on a go route and he got cooked. McDuffie was burnt toast against 29-year-old David Moore.
But how much of that is a factor of the defensive
that
line
play,
not getting to the quarterback?
That play specifically,
know?
Zero.
Zero, okay.
Zero. But I agree with you. Overall, absolutely, they got to be able to get the quarterback with four, which I think Jones absolutely deserves some criticism. I'm there with you guys. But again, one other guy's got to step up and do something to help this brother out. Got to help him out a little bit. But I agree. He's got to get a sack. 7 weeks, that is unacceptable. Unacceptable.
But he's the mayor of Sac Nation.
I know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, somebody says it's arrogant of us to think that we should just show them blow teams out. And when they don't, it's like, no, dude, like, again, like, if you're Sack Nation's mayor, shouldn't you be getting sacks?
Right.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
I get it. Like, I understand that he is getting absolutely, you know, mollywopped at the line by everybody. But I mean, it's like, hey, like, you're not getting triple teamed every play, are you? I mean, I don't know. Maybe he is. I don't know. I would just like to see somebody.
We haven't heard much from him lately, though, you know.
Which is fine.
Yeah,
that's even better.
Which is even better.
He probably knows it. He would probably tell you to your face, I need to be better. And that's what's great about this team. Here we are, 10-1, grouchy because they didn't look like our Chiefs. And I think that's okay.
Or maybe this is our Chiefs now.
No. Because they've been two different teams in one season. They've been offense dead, defense so good, doesn't matter. All they need to do is score 17 points. To where now it's like, well, maybe Mahomes is back to just being Mahomes. Maybe it's just like, now we're just going to be the offensive team and every game is going to be 31-21.
I mean, that was their best offensive game of the year yesterday, I think, anyway. You had 9 different players catch a football, 6 different players rush with the football. You mixed it up all afternoon. Patrick Mahomes was nearly perfect, had to make a great play at the end, obviously, to win it, but that's not their fault from an offensive standpoint. I thought they played as good as they possibly could have played, and if you get that offensive performance every game going forward to the rest of the season, they're not going to lose again, and I'm talking about the playoffs as well. The defense now has to bring their end of the bargain back up to where they were at the beginning part of the season.
And that offensive performance that you're talking about is with the O-line looking as bad as they did yesterday, and it was rough, and it was not just we've harped on Wanye, absolutely a problem.
Easy to pick on him.
The right side, and I'm a Juwan Taylor defender, it has been rough this past month, and those three guys, I mean, Bob, you mentioned it every week, it kind of feels like we give those three interior guys a pass. They need to step up, too.
They do, but I mean, also, too, there again goes that, like, trickle-down effect.
That's fair.
If the guy on the left side is not doing his job, like, they say it all the time, and DJ has said this over the years, that you have to do your job, because the minute you stop doing your job and worry about what the guy is doing next to you, then you're trying to do him and his job, and you're not doing your job. And so when you start focusing on his job and you try to pick up the slack for him,
absolutely,
you're not picking up the slack for you, and then you're being compromised at your position. So there's that trickle-down effect. And that's hard to do over the course of the game because you're looking out there and you're going, okay, this left tackle isn't going to block anybody, so I'm going to shade a little bit to the left. And when you do, boom, the guy in front of you is running right by you because you're worried about trying to help the guy next to you. And so you've got to be able to get out of that mindset that Wanye Morris, sorry, dude, like, you're on your own, man. You go do you. I've got to focus on me. And DJ said that's when he became a better player, focusing on what I got to do, because the minute I'm trying to make up for your mistake, then I'm reducing the level of play that I can have, and now two positions are compromised.
I mean, that Trey Smith false start on the right side, I mean, he's thinking about Juwan Taylor and how he's going to have to help him.
There you go.
Yeah, totally right.
It's exactly what it is. And you talk to players over the years when they worry about somebody else and trying to pick up the slack because somebody's not playing their best, they compromise their own job and then they get burnt. And then all of a sudden, like, where were you? Like, well, I was compromising. You can't. It's the old Bill Belichick. Do your job. And it's easier said than done, you know?
Yeah.
Not an overreaction, but we can do some overreactions. We don't have to get to all of them, but we have a few of them. Bob, you have any overreactions over the past weekend?
I got a lot of overreactions from the weekend. Number one, I think we saw yesterday, you know, the Brian Daboll era needs to end in New York. Not only did they lose 30-7, but you have the number one wide receiver on the team complaining about the coach openly in the post-game news conference. And I think when that happens, you probably start losing the team. So I would put Daboll probably on that hot seat, getting hotter and hotter and hotter. Bo Nix, best rookie quarterback in the NFL and is only getting better, put up 29 yesterday. His numbers have been absolutely incredible, and they're making the playoffs, and he is the best rookie quarterback in the NFL right now. 49ers, blow this whole thing up, man. Just start over, trade Shanahan to another team. It's time. That band is no longer together. It's not moving along in the right direction. Sometimes you just got to blow it up. You didn't take advantage of your window. Boom, done. Move on in San Francisco. Dan Quinn, no longer eligible for Coach of the Year honors. In fact, Andy Reid should probably be the favorite in the Coach of the Year honors. And Saquon Barkley is your MVP.
Maybe not off on that Bo Nix thing. He does have better numbers than Jaden Daniels.
He does.
They've lost 3 in a row in Washington now.
Yeah, that was my cover, too. My ears are perked on Jaden Daniels and Cliff Kingsbury. Absolutely.
You had mentioned that last week. Yeah, they don't do well in the second half of the season, yeah. And they're not playing good football. That game yesterday.
Ugly.
I mean, I've never seen an ending like that. It was 10-9 going into the fourth quarter. Yes.
That's right.
And it ended up a 34-26. And then the missed extra point. Oh, my God.
It was kick return, 88 house call from Scary Terry, kick onside kick house call. To, yes, everything. My takeaways of overreacting over the weekend, the NFC West is Garbo Key Largo.
I've never liked that division in my life. It sucks.
Trash, dude. To be fair, Kyler Murray did have his worst game of the year on Sunday, and it couldn't have came at a worse time.
His touchdown pass was pretty good, I thought, to the Seattle player.
C.J. Stroud, it's rough, buddy. C.J. Stroud's having a rough sophomore year. They've got video on you, man. You got to figure out how to adjust soon.
Got to adjust, man.
Because now that game against the Houston Texans is starting to mean less and less and less, and the games against the Chargers and the Steelers are meaning more and more and more. Miami's still fake to me. I mean, they beat up on New England. Cool. Let's see them play a good team with everybody back.
Are they the ultimate, like, beat the East always, toenails of the state but lose to the UCLA's, Dukes, and Kansas's? Yeah,
they're Indiana. They're Indiana.
Yeah.
Google their coach. He is sponsored by Joggers, which I love and I am jealous of. But again, play somebody that has a roster and beat them.
Yep.
Because last year you went 11-6, and all 6 years games you lost to were playoff teams. You can't beat good teams. Quit playing Madden on All Pro.
Yep.
Step up to All Madden.
They're at Green Bay this Thursday.
Okay. Thanksgiving night.
Thanksgiving night.
It's now a good game.
Let's go.
Only one of the day.
Do you think they're going to win in Green Bay on Thanksgiving night?
If Jordan Love keeps throwing interceptions in the red area,
he might. And Tua even addressed it. He goes, I know the narrative out there. We don't play well in cold. It's time to change that.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see, buddy.
You know what you say to that? Huck Tua.
Yeah. Well done. Washington is definitely not the real deal. They still need to get in the lab and figure some things out. And I think Philadelphia would beat the Lions. I think they're better.
Ooh, well, I like that.
I don't understand the local hatred for Nick Sirianni in Philadelphia now. They're 9-2.
And he saved Christmas.
How so?
And movie Elf.
Oh my God.
You got an overreaction, Mac?
Oh my God. Wow.
It's good.
I can do it too.
I would say, I mean, just to go along with what you guys are saying, as far as rookie quarterbacks, I think yesterday, or in general, young quarterbacks yesterday in general was a great example of giving guys patience. I've been harping
on. Could give General Booty a job.
Giving some patience to the development of these guys. Anthony Richardson, great day. Bryce Young, great day. Caleb Williams, looked electric.
But not a great day.
Anthony Richardson, didn't the Colts only score 6 points in that game?
Yeah, but if you watch the game, I mean, he looked really good.
He's simply too good.
I don't know. 6 points to me doesn't constitute great. I think we throw that term around a lot. Let's say, I mean, they lost 24-6
against second best. You know what I mean? Come on.
I mean, if you're great, you're leading your team to touchdowns.
That's
passes,
fair. He was really good.
Detroit's rest of their schedule: Bears, Packers, Bills, Bears, Niners, Vikings. Are they going
to say that again? Say it again.
Detroit's final schedule.
Right.
Okay. They get the Bears on Thanksgiving Day, obviously. Then they get the Packers at home. They got to go to Buffalo on December 15th, to Chicago on the 22nd, at 49ers at the end of the month of December, and then they're home against the Vikings to end the season.
Wow.
I think.
Do they run the table?
I'm thinking maybe at Buffalo they fall.
Do the Chiefs run the table?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. They do. Yeah. Yeah.
Boy, oh boy, is it brewing, and you can see it. You can see it coming, baby.
Because they got two left with the Bears, so those are wins.
And one's there, and it's cold. Because that's the big thing with Detroit. It's like, get them out of the dome. Like, they play the Colts. They play, like, at home they play. It's not their fault. It's not their facility. But, again, it's where they play and how they play. So I want to see them go to, like, Buffalo in December 15th.
That's a circle game, the December 15th one against Buffalo. That should be a good game. You know they'll call that a Super Bowl preview,
yeah, there
right?
It is.
Yeah, the national media is already lathering up for that one.
You want to see Buffalo beat them? You want to see Detroit beat? Obviously, Detroit beat Buffalo. What am I thinking? Coming up on the other side.
Oh, God, yeah.
Coming up on the other side. Is that the one? You're going to need Detroit to give you the one seed so you can go all the way to the Super Bowl to beat Detroit in the Super Bowl?
That's Detroit's schedule we're looking
at. Yeah, because if they beat Buffalo, that's now two games behind you.
Yeah.
Separates tiebreaker. So, in fact, wouldn't that be ironic? I'm going to bring that up.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
On the other side, the irony of what that game could mean.